Bruh, feeling like nothing can be done, bruh, that could eat. If you don't pay attention, that shit could be an everyday thing. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, that's what we call the rut. And I will make a podcast about the rut, bruh. I can't wait to make a podcast about the rut. But I want to talk about, like, what causes the rut and all that. But like this right here, feeling like nothing can be done. And usually it's by something that's actually, it's a reason, you know what I'm saying? It's a reason why you feel like there's nothing that can be done. That's why you still feel like that. And really, when you have a reason like that, it's usually not even a lie, bro. It's really a real ass reason. You know what I'm saying? Meaning, like, people need to, like, realize that other people get upset about shit, but, you know what I'm saying? Some people don't get upset and do the same thing that other people do. You know what I'm saying? Some people get upset and they lash out first. Some people get upset and they calm down. You know, it's different ways that people get upset. It don't necessarily mean anything. But, you know, feeling like nothing can be done is a common feeling, bro. Like, you come across as a person that's weak when you feel like nothing can be done. In, like, the eyes of an average citizen in the United States or any other country, bro, when you feel like you can't do nothing in life, bro, any country, bro, they're like motherfuckers would, like, I'm not gonna say any country, but, like, because I'm not talking about, like, any country specific, and I'm not saying, like, countries, all of them are bad. I'm just saying, like, people in general are bad. Like, people in general can be bad. You know what I'm saying? That's possible. That's like I don't know why people don't think that people can be bad. People can be bad, bro. Even the nicest motherfuckers could be evil, bro. You know what I'm saying? For real. We see all these fucking, you see all this shit happen in America where they got terrorists and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Stealing airplanes and shit like that. And everybody talking about it, gossiping about it. Even though people were killed, you know what I'm saying? All that shit, it's fucked up, man. People were killed, slaughtered in that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's fucked up. Feeling like nothing can be done, bruh. That's like taking the exam that you didn't study for. You feel like you can't pass that motherfucker. Well, you know what everybody else always tell you when you take an exam that you ain't prepared for? Nigga, try your hardest, nigga. Do your best. Take educated guesses. You know what I'm saying? Usually people, like, that's why people, like, try to force you to study and shit like that. The thing is, like, the way people teach studying on people, like, studying should be comfortable, bro. Because how the fuck you gonna study if you ain't even much focused? Like, if you not comfortable, how are you focused? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, do you get what I'm saying when I say comfortable? Like, damn it, I'm fucking messing up. I'm fucking high as shit. God damn it. Fuck y'all. Fuck all y'all. I shouldn't have smoked a Dutch earlier. I done forgot what I was about to say, bro. Niggas gonna laugh at me. Fuck y'all niggas. Hey, whoever watched my shit, if you got a question about what I was talking about, and you could, like, get me to remember what I was talking about, you know, talk to me, because I forgot what the fuck I was talking about. Dead ass, I did just forget what I was talking about. It's crazy. Well, I still remember the title, so that's good. You know what I'm saying? All right, feeling like nothing can be done. And plus, I'm always talking about the topic, so it's not like I'm off or I'm just talking about anything. Feeling like nothing can be done. I'm just gonna give a lot of examples in this podcast. Like, I want y'all to understand what the fuck it feels like to feel like nothing can be done. I want y'all to know, like, When a nigga feel like you can't do shit about, like, all right, you may feel like a rat in a mouse trap. You know what I'm saying? Your ass running around looking for the cheese. Where's the cheese? Where's the cheese? Turning walls and shit like that. Next thing you know, you running buku fast. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking as us being the rat right now. You know what I'm saying? Pay attention. You know what I'm saying? You run and you run into a wall. Boom. You're like, oh shit. So you turn around. You see another fucking way where you could go. You know what I'm saying? So you run that way. And then you see the fucking cheese. So you run and eat the fucking cheese. Next thing you know, cheese poison. let me shut the fuck up. Nah, cheese ain't poison. Hey, look. But, feeling like nothing, like, I don't even know what I was talking about when I said that. I forgot about that too, bro. I forgot about that. Feeling like nothing can be done. That's like, I'll give an example that's like personal for somebody, like giving up something that you love. Like, say you love playing basketball, or you love playing football, or t-ball, or motherfucking, what's that shit called? I forgot what the fuck it's called. It was like a, Shuffleboarding type shit. That shit right there. Dancing. Chess. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. Then I forgot what I just said again. Fuck. Feeling like nothing can be done. Bruh, the reason why I'm giving all these examples and it sound like a nigga just not saying nothing. Fuck y'all niggas if y'all think that y'all some bitch ass niggas. Oh yeah, but the real supporters, y'all know that I'm just be speaking my mind, so I don't have to worry about shit. The fake supporters be like, oh, nah, that nigga lying. Nigga, fuck y'all. Or, nah, that nigga ain't, you know what I'm saying? That shit ain't true, you know what I'm saying? Nah, but I ain't tripping, bro, like, because... Bruh, feeling like there's nothing that you can do. Bruh, you can do something. Even when you feel like you can't, bro, you can make better choices because you have the opportunity to. Every time you go and experience whatever you want to experience, you have the opportunity to make a better decision. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you make mistakes on that, but it's all right. Feeling like there's nothing that you could do, bro, that's when you reached your breaking point. You know what I'm saying? For real. That's when you reached all that you could take. I got to that point, but shit, after that, I just became humble, bro. Like, humble at heart. That's how you're supposed to be. You're not supposed to be negative or trying to hurt people, bro. That shit crazy. You know what I'm saying? Deliberately trying to hurt somebody that did nothing but support you, bro. That shit. I don't support that shit. You know what I'm saying? Unless motherfucker trying to manipulate you, then I understand. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers, because a lot of motherfuckers try to take advantage of being cool to you. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why a lot of people be like, watch out for fake friends. Like, people say that because, like, they have friends, like, if you have go out and get friends, like, you notice that, like, you have friends that respect you sometimes, like, not all the time. Like, sometimes they may say some shit that's very offensive to you. You might want to fight that person. Sorry if I'm stuttering. You might want to fight that person. You know what I'm saying? Then they look at you crazy, like, oh, you used to be my friend and all that. You fake. You'd be like, what? But you made me feel like shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, say you got a best friend. You always eat fucking hot chips with that motherfucker. Next thing you know, that motherfucker do some shit like, date your brother. Then she cheat on your brother type shit. Then your brother feel like shit. or like she date like date your cousin or your auntie or your motherfucking grandpa or your daughter. You shut the fuck up. Hey, fuck y'all. Hey, but listen, bro. Man. Listen. Feeling like there's nothing that you could do, bro. I honestly understand that. But you just got to understand this. Like, I want everybody to understand that when you feel like you're about to give up, bro, just understand this. You don't got to give up, bro. You don't have to. You know what you could do? Just relax, bro. Take a deep breath. Sit back. Do whatever makes you happy, bro. Whatever, like, just live your life. Try to do this. Do this. This is what you could do for homework, like, as this podcast. Just live your life for one day or something like that. And then, like, without judging yourself or nothing, just live your life. Do what you normally do. Don't even think about what you gonna, like, don't think about how you gonna write down this. Just do it. Just forget about it. Or don't think about how you gonna tell this story about what you're doing. Just don't, you know what I'm saying? Just be yourself. You know what I'm saying? Once you realize that, bruh, you'll be able to see what you do and what you like, and then you'll see that, and you'll be able to capitalize, like, okay, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, this is how I can live my life now. Now I know what I don't like, and I could avoid what I don't like, I could get what I do like, you know what I'm saying, and don't splurge on what you get, like, what you like, though, because a lot of motherfuckers buy buku candy, and, like, that's what you like, bro. Don't splurge on that shit, yo. Like, you could get cavities, you could lose all your money, you know what I'm saying, all that shit. Like, so, like, giving up ain't an option. Well, if you watch my podcast, you watch my podcast. I fucked up, I said podcast. Or did I? I'm tripping. I don't know. I'm high as shit. When you get high, bro, you just in a state where you feel like you could be chill as fuck, but, like, your head just dizzy sometimes. Or, you know what I'm saying, you just so chill to the point you could fall the fuck asleep. You know what I'm saying? Shit have your ass faded. You know what I'm saying? Take a hit of the blunt. You know what I'm saying? Breathe that bitch in. Remember, breathe in for 4 seconds, hold it for 2, breathe out 4 seconds. My strategy, straight up. That's my strategy, bro. That's how I cough less, straight up. And drink, make sure you drink water and shit like that. But I don't know why I'm talking about marijuana and I'm trying to help y'all on this episode. I know I'm tripping, but you know, only stoners would know shit like that. Nah, for real, bro. But you could be a stoner and not know that, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm just playing. But just pay attention, bro. Don't give up, bro. Don't think about giving up. If you think about giving up, just tell you, this is what you do when you think about giving up. Think about why you thinking about giving up. All right? Every time you think about giving up and you're like, damn, I'm about to fucking really just, everything about to be over. Think about why you giving up. And then compare your life to your decisions that you made before. Like, damn, I used to be like, I was mad about all this. And then, you know what I'm saying? I was a crazy ass person. But then you realize why you was mad. Like, oh, shit. This loud ass fucking Android tablet wanna ring in the background. Man. See, this is what I'm talking about, bro. Motherfucking notifications interrupting me, bro. I was just fucking speaking. Nah, I forgot. See what I'm saying? Nah, I forgot what I said again. Fucking stupid fuck. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, I got the tablet, bro. I don't even much use that motherfucker. But guess what? That be giving me buku YouTube updates, stupid ass. Like, I watch them niggas. I don't watch y'all niggas, stupid ass. I watch y'all niggas sometimes whenever I feel like it. I'm not going to put that bitch on all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Just Straight up crazy, bro. Man. Bro. All right. Listen, bro, I'm about to wrap shit up. But feel like there's nothing that you could do, bro. You can do something, bro. You can make a change. And I'm not doing this to persuade nobody. I'm not doing this to change nobody's mind. You know what I'm saying? Play no mind games or none of that. I'm just straight up saying how I feel, bro. Nobody misinterpret me. Nobody misconcept me. You know what I'm saying? Meaning, take it a different way. Don't take it a different way. Take it like how I'm telling you. Take everything like how I'm telling you, because that's how I'm living it, bro. You gotta be a man of your word, a woman of your word, just a person of your word, period, bro. You'll get a lot of respect if you learn how to stand on what you say. You know what I'm saying? Standing on what you say is not hard, bro. You just need confidence. And that's why I make these motherfucking podcasts, bro. Bro, you be a loyal-ass motherfucking supporter. And you'll have motherfucking authentic confidence like a motherfucker. Bruh, nobody can make you feel like you ain't shit no more but yourself. But you gotta understand yourself, and that's all right. I'm gonna help y'all understand yourselves. If anybody disagrees with my podcast, listen, I don't give a fuck about that. If there's like a group of people talking about it in interviews and shit like that, or like, oh, you need to come demonstrate. Bruh, I'm not demonstrating shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I already demonstrated when I talk to you and when I show you. That's demonstrating. You know what I'm saying? I make my shit on my own time. You know what I'm saying? I get requests from my fans, my supporters. Y'all tell me, the supporters, the people that's going to listen to my shit and like it, those are the people that I'm, you know what I'm saying, entertain. And like, those are the people that's going to tell me when to drop my shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you're supposed to be. The people that actually fuck with your shit. You know what I'm saying? But look, bro. That's what I'm saying. Stay true to yourself. Love yourself. And make sure you self-reliant, bro. Yourself, bro. Make sure you self-reliant. Self-sufficient. Whatever it is, bro. Just protect yourself, bro. Don't be out here feeling like you don't have nobody to talk to, bro. You have someone to talk to. If you need to talk to me, like, just, if you need to talk to me, like, just say, like, what you feel, how you feel about this motherfucking podcast. Like, talk to me about the podcast only. Like, I'm not talking about nothing outside the podcast. Like, that don't mean that I'm not going to answer nobody questions. I'm just saying, like, it got to be related to the podcast. Like, you gotta be trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be into my shit. Like, niggas shouldn't even have to ask you that. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, fake supporters wouldn't do shit at all. Or they have new supporters. I don't just call everybody fake. Like, don't think I'm some prejudiced motherfucker. I know a lot of motherfuckers that's prejudiced. Trust me. I ain't nothing close to prejudice. You know what I'm saying? Listen, bro, if anything, I'm prideful, you know what I'm saying? Because I take pride in myself, you know what I'm saying? I love myself, but I make good decisions in life. I make wise decisions in life. I love myself, but I don't always make selfish decisions, you know what I'm saying? I don't always make mistakes like that where I make selfish decisions. Or, you know what I'm saying? I learn from my mistakes. That's what y'all should do. You know what I'm saying? Whenever you feel like you just want to give up on everything, bro, remember, you got this motherfucking podcast right here. Listen to my crazy ass talk about this crazy ass fucking topic. Because it is crazy, bro, because everybody fucking go through the same thing. That's why niggas be saying whatever the fuck they want. Instead of really listening, bro, you gotta listen to understand. Even when you do understand, bro, you still missing something. You gotta have respect. You gotta understand and have respect for the craft, bro. because this shit is out here to help your ass in the first place. So before niggas start trying to correct a nigga, just understand this bitch is for your own help, motherfucker. And yeah, I'm talking like this because, bitch, I'm hurt. You know what I'm saying? I got a mental illness. You know what I'm saying? That's why sometimes I stutter and shit like that. I do. It's not nothing on the outside of me, nigga. I'm not bleeding, nigga. I'm not finna just... You don't see no blood gushing out, do you? Do you see my arm chopped off? Do you see my leg chopped off? Do you see one of my fingers chopped off? No. Do you see 1 ounce of blood? No. Do you see me in the motherfucking hospital? Or making a podcast in the hospital? No. I would, though. I would. I would make a motherfucking podcast in the hospital. I'd make that motherfucking anywhere. Just to, like, for real. And it'd probably still go viral. But the thing is, I don't want to be the person that just do shit to go viral. I don't care about the fame. I don't give a fuck about all that shit. All that shit is attention, and it can be distraction, a distraction as well, bro. And it could be a roadblock. It could be an obstacle. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I appreciate my fans, so I'll always show love to my fans. You know what I'm saying? But, shit. Bro, I'm about to go, bro. I just want y'all niggas to be self-sufficient, bro. I want y'all niggas to fucking care about y'all selves, bro. Stop beating yourselves up. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to beat yourself up. You got the inventor Diesel, bro. Diesel the inventor. You know what I'm saying? The inventor doesn't talk about bullshit. He doesn't just vent and get mad and ramble about shit and just argue. You know what I'm saying? The inventor, Diesel, bruh. The inventor, Diesel, bruh. He don't get mad about nothing. He always have a reason for what he upset about. You know? And he come up with his solutions with logic. And not only logic, but also his decision-making skills and shit like that. But really, bro, like, I'm just trying to tell y'all that Diesel is here to fucking encourage y'all to be yourselves and be the best version of yourself that you can. You know what I'm saying? What I mean by version of yourself is, you, like, people lying to themselves and saying that this is how they was their whole life. But through your life, bro, you was a kid and you had to act like a kid, bruh. Then you were a child. I mean, not a child. I'm fucking up. An adult. How fuck? I get that confused. I don't know why the fuck. I'm fucking up. Look, you know what I'm saying? You adult, you got to act like adult. You know what I'm saying? Adults. You know what I'm saying? Parent, you got to act like a parent. You know what I'm saying? If you're not acting like a parent, what the fuck? You're not acting like, you know what I'm saying? You got to play your role in life. Like, a chef gotta be a chef. A lawyer gotta be a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? A judge gotta be a judge. You know what I'm saying? A father has to be a father. You know? Just understand what it takes to be what you're doing or do what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Don't go in it optimistic. You know what I'm saying? You don't know if everything is just going to be fine. You might mess up and need to start over or do something better, you know? But, shit, there's nothing wrong with trying something different or being different. That's why I made all these podcasts. Bro, go watch the motherfucking podcast. Like I said, I'm about to wrap this shit up. Look, just pay attention to shit, bro. Pay attention. Like I said, for everybody, man, everybody, I felt like I was about to give up too. For real, bro. Like, this episode for y'all, bro. Everybody that was about to give up. Everybody that was about to say, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to risk it all to get revenge or something like that. Also for y'all too. But, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that's feeling bad, bro, just listen. Pick your head up like Tupac said. Go listen to the song if you don't believe me. Or if you need to pick your head up, go listen to Tupac, pick your head up, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? I recommend that. You know what I'm saying? Tupac was a legend. R.I.P. to the legend. You know what I'm saying? His birthday was just a day ago. You know what I'm saying? I don't got nothing but respect to this dude, bro. This dude inspired me. You know what I'm saying? Most of the rap culture inspires the generations of people that live in the countries and shit like that. When I say the countries, I'm talking about everywhere, bro. Everywhere got their own type of music, so it influences people around them. You know what I'm saying? That now they like the music, shit like that. It doesn't really matter for the reason why. Okay, now that's the fire alarm downstairs. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Somebody is burning something. All right, look, bro, I'm about to end this motherfucking podcast. Look, just believe in yourself. This is coming from Diesel the Inventor. Look, man, I'm out. I'm out, motherfuckers. Pay attention, crazy motherfuckers. Pay a motherfucking attention. For real. Niggas like, why you ain't in the motherfucking podcast? Because your ass need to pay motherfucking attention, nigga. Pay motherfucking attention. Nigga, you making a mistake. Nigga, learn from it. And just learn from it, bro. And make sure when you learn from it and you be in that same situation, you make that better decision that you came up with in your mind when you thought about the situation. All right, man, I'm out. Y'all think about what I was talking about. Y'all laugh at my shit. I don't give a fuck. I'm out, bro.